Robin opened the door, and Matt could see that it led into the corridor. Opposite was the little table with the picture of the fair-haired woman standing on it.
He had it tipped into Lake Baikal. It must have been so sad standing on the narrow roadway that ran along the cliffs at the side of the lake, watching all their hopes and aspirations, their only chance of victory, sinking out of sight in the deepest lake in the world. Perhaps Kolchak wept, or perhaps it was just the cold wind stinging his eyes and making them water. But they knew by then it was all over, and they wanted to deny the communists anything they could. A small victory, perhaps. Her voice was quiet, almost a whisper. Kolchak was captured soon after, she said, as she led him back to the hallway. They executed him. Poor man.
Matt said goodbye and stepped out into the dark, windy evening. He stood in the protection of the porch for a few moments before setting off down the drive.
Pleasant enough, but a bit weird, he said out loud.
The lights were on, downstairs in the cottage. As he approached, Matt could see through the front window into the living room. Aunt Jane was sitting in an armchair beside the fire. He watched her for a few seconds. She was facing away from him, but he could see that she was looking at a book. It was a big book, and she turned the pages slowly and carefully as she examined them. There were pictures and news clippings glued to the pages, a scrapbook containing memories and keepsakes. Matt couldn't make out any details. The front door was locked, so he pressed the bell. He could hear Aunt Jane moving about inside, a door banging and hurried footsteps.
Hello, Matt. I hope you've had a nice time. She stood aside to let him come in. Goodness, it's got cold, hasn't it?
He hadn't noticed. He didn't notice now. He was more concerned with Aunt Jane.
Are you all right? Fine, fine, I'm fine, she sniffed. Just the beginnings of a cold, I think. Nothing to worry about.
But it didn't look to Matt like the beginnings of a cold. Her eyes were moist and her cheeks stained. Her face was blotchy with embarrassment or emotion. It looked to Matt like she'd been crying. He closed the door behind him and went and sat in the chair opposite Aunt Jane, close to the fire. There was no sign of the scrapbook.